Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, 927. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. Talk today with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Can't complain. As I say, always my tagline is, it doesn't do any good anyway, right?
Good point. Yep, that's truth.
So, we're in June. It's a little bit warm out, you know, but Dairy Council, I'm sure, is just moving right along.
Yes. So even though it's a little bit warm out, we are excited to announce that it is June Dairy Month. And we, as the District Dairy Council, the St. Louis District Dairy Council, love June Dairy Month because we're able to go out and talk about the great things that are happening around the month. One thing that is important about June Dairy Month and that we really kind of want to emphasize is we do want to give a big shout out to all of our local dairy farmers and how hard they work, because they are constantly, especially out in this heat, are working regardless of rain or shine or how hot. If it's 102 degrees, they're still out there working hard. So we are excited to announce that in this part of the month, as well as we are celebrating our 90th birthday.
Wow.
90 years around with the St. Louis Dairy Council. And with that being said, our tagline is 90 on the move. So even though we are 90 years old, we're still moving right along, especially us nutrition educators out in the field trying to get the message across about how important dairy is.
Right. All right, I'll tell you what, we've got a lot we can talk about today. We'll take our break here, get that out of the way, and then we will come back and talk with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council, June Dairy Month. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back, 934. Again, I'm Jeff, and again, we're talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council here in June Dairy Month.
June Dairy Month, yep. So what's interesting about June Dairy Month is actually it started back in 1937, which is a fun fact. And when it began, the purpose of June Dairy Month, it was actually called National Milk Month when it first began, because farmers and their cows were producing so much milk in the summer, and they had overproduction of milk. So grocery stores actually decided to come up with a little chain that was called Keep It Youthful, Drink Milk. And so they were kind of pushing a little promotion for consumers, to you know, drink milk and all the health benefits of milk, the keep youthful, all the 13 essential nutrients that are found in milk to help us keep going on. So with that being said, in 1939, they actually changed the name to June Dairy Month. And that was to simply incorporate not just milk, but all of the other lovely dairy foods that we have, including, you know, our cheeses, our yogurts, even our ice cream. Although in July, July is National Ice Cream Month. So we're moving from June Dairy Month. In a couple weeks, we're going to be shortly into July Ice Cream Month.
Right.
So, but with that being said, of all the national days, actually, June Dairy Month is the longest continuous national food promotion event in the country. So that's just another fun fact. So there has been a lot of history, again, with the month being June Dairy Month, as well as with the farmers and milk production with that, with the farmers and how they've had their cows, the process of milk, and how they get that change and that change over time.
It's amazing. We have a dairy farm just down the road from us and stuff, and And, you know, I grew up in town, not in a city, but in a small town. And so never really had much other than the fact that I know the milkman brought it, you know, back then, or you went to the store and got a gallon of milk. But to actually go and see the process and stuff, it's amazing how that, especially nowadays.
Yes. So, kind of going off of that, our farmers back in like 1923, they were actually, that was when they found the invention to not have to hand milk. They were hand milking the cows back then. Mm-hmm. And those huge milk storage containers, they would have to lug those things around, and those things could weigh up to about 110 pounds. Mm. So it was a long, strenuous job to even be a farmer back then. But still now, I mean, as technology has evolved, they've come out with robotics in the dairy industry, where these cows can come in kind of at their leisure and get milked when they want to, when it's mm-hmm. needed. But needless to say, then, even though we do have robotics now, our farmers still have to go out and make sure the cows are being taken care of.
Right.
You know, they're still being fed. There's cow comfort, making sure they're still doing their farm chores as well. So they're still waking up super early in the morning to do all of those things. They just kind of have a little bit of better technology now to cater to those cows being milked.
Yeah, one thing you're talking about, you know, milk and its health benefits too, we've talked about before. Kelsey, who was on before, you know, Mellage, whenever we were talking about it once, and she told me one thing that really made me happy. She said, chocolate milk is actually good for you, because I've always been told, you know, oh, you don't want chocolate milk, that's bad for you, you know?
Yes. So chocolate milk actually is a really, really, really good drink to have post-workouts and post-fueling, kind of, especially in these summer months, noticing how we really are out and on the go constantly mm-hmm. with traveling, with vacations, going to the pool, hanging out with friends, especially the little ones being out running around. It's a great post workout refueling beverage, because it does supplement us with those carbohydrates from that chocolate, and then the milk that contains the protein. So that carbohydrate protein ratio is an awesome post workout, post refuel beverage. And as well, it tastes great. Everyone loves chocolate milk. Most people. I shouldn't say everyone, but most people do enjoy a nice glass of chocolate milk.
They're out there, but they're few and far between, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But needless to say, as you talked about, chocolate milk, too, is kind of one of the more standard beverages that we've had around for a good amount of time. But now, if you go to the grocery aisle and you kind of take a look, that dairy section has really, really expanded. So not only has technology evolved kind of in the farming industry, but as well as with our products that we are able to have with dairy.
Mm-hmm.
So some of those, I mean, we've talked a little bit before in past about high protein options, and even yogurt, they're able to now add in higher amounts of protein into certain types of yogurt,
right?
That are found on the shelves that maybe about, you know, 20-30 years ago weren't available. I don't know if you've ever tried it. I like to ask, have you ever tried or heard of kefir?
I've heard of it, but I've never tried it.
Okay, so that's another thing that's kind of been a newer product kind of in that dairy aisle. It's a fermented dairy beverage, and usually when people think of fermented, they're like, oh, I don't know about that. But they're able to sweeten it and put in some good, fun flavorings to help kind of make the tastes a little bit tangy.
Right.
But with that being said, kefir has really, really good health benefits, especially in the gut, in the gut microbiome, for our digestive tract. So that's another thing that's kind of been evolving, especially with dairy, is the benefits, especially with digestion in the digestional tract.
Is that kind of like when you talk about yogurt, you talk about the probiotics and then?
Yeah, so it's essentially healthy bacteria that's going to be within that kefir, and that fermented, it does contain probiotics that are going to be helpful for our gut and our microbiome that's kind of found in your stomach.
Okay. I'll tell you what, we got another break here. We'll go ahead and throw that in real quick, and we will come back and talk some more with Kelsey here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Again, this is The People Speak, and again, we're talking to Kelsey here in June Dairy Month.
Yep. So, kind of talking a little bit earlier about the month, and going off of, you know, how we've looked at farming has kind of evolved along with technology in that, in the robotics. And as well as then kind of looking then at after, you know, milk gets produced, then it goes to our grocery aisle on our shelves and all of our lovely, you know, restaurants that we go to and visit. And just kind of the technology and how things have evolved with that. The St. Louis Dairy Council, too, I know kind of in the beginning I touched base with our 90 and on the move. If you look back kind of with the 90 years that we've been around, there also has been some change, with that being said, around our district dairy council and kind of how we have evolved similarly with technology, as well as with different things that have progressed. The first public relations promotion piece that was used back actually in 1932 was based on the concept to put the milk pitcher back on the table. That was kind of their quote on that back in the day, to kind of put everything, you know, have a family meal. And if you kind of look at it now, our lives have moved and we're constantly on the go. And, you know, family time at the table is a great thing to have, but sometimes we're not actually able to get everyone there at the same time. So that just looking at different lifestyle changes and how, you know, you might have one of your kids might have ball practice at 5 and another kid might have another thing at 6:30. And so you're trying to get everyone kind of everywhere and get everyone fed. Dairy products also have been able to kind of relate and correlate with that and be on the go as well. Cheese sticks for in the car, you know, bottles of milk. You can kind of put the pitcher back on the table, but nowadays you can take the milk carton with you in the car. Mm-hmm. And just different options. But one thing's for sure is that especially we want everyone to, again, get those 3 servings of dairy in a day and enjoy it. Everyone has an option when it comes to dairy. Everyone has a choice. The options are endless, like we talked about in the grocery aisle. The dairy aisle just keeps getting a little bit bigger every year with different products coming out and enjoying.
And you mentioned the flavors and whatever. I mean, used to, you would have, you know, milk, white milk, chocolate milk, and maybe strawberry. And now you can just expand that.
Yes, and I like how you brought up that point because there have been different flavors, different flavorings, especially. I know I'm going to kind of key into it a little bit now, just start early, but July is ice cream month, and the amount of different flavors of ice cream that are now out and the different types, you know, there's one that fits everyone. If you're especially on a certain eating plan, if you want to, you know, tailor into more frozen yogurt options that may have higher protein. They've had higher protein ice creams. They've had different types of ice creams that kind of incorporate more immune-based flavorings and benefits. But along with that being said, and that change, during the 9 decades, actually, we were talking about it back in the office. We were looking at different stuff that's kind of gone on within the last 9 decades. And things that we as nutrition educators really don't physically do anymore, we kind of show and are able to with technology and everything that we have now. But back then, they would do, actually, the nutrition educators would do milk demonstrations, butter churning demonstrations. We would put signage on transportation vehicles, as well as we'd even have celebrity cow milking contests.
Oh, wow.
So that's just a little brief tidbit of kind of the change that has come about within the Dairy Council and the changes that we've had. Now we're able to do things virtually. So do things virtually in the classroom, do things with students online, show resources online, do a bunch of stuff with how much technology has brought us in evolving in that field. So we as nutrition educators can go out. We love going out and promoting, but we also have that option for technology too.
So, yeah, technology, sometimes you look at it and think, oh, well, it was better when it was this. But, I mean, in some things it's improved, you know, improved things. So.
Most definitely, yes.
So, one thing I always wondered too, if you look at the thing a jug of milk or something, it's always going to say pasteurized. What, you know, some people may not understand what that is.
Yeah, so it's ultimately the basis of it, of pasteurization, is it for it to go, once it goes to the plant, it's able to undergo the process to ultimately clear out and make and incorporate back in the healthy nutrients that it needs to then go on to the shelf. Mm-hmm. So pasteurization is ultimately a really good way to then get the milk from the basis, kind of make sure that it's healthy, and then it transports to the stores and to our grocery aisles.
Okay.
We, as the Dairy Council, again, work with our local farmers, and they do an awesome job of making sure that everything, the process and everything, does stay up to par and up to date with that process. So with that being said, obviously we as nutrition educators love to promote health and wellness within dairy products, just on the end of protein, calcium, phosphorus, all of those healthy essential nutrients that we would need to right. survive and to live.
Right. We've talked about the Dairy Council. Tell us a little bit about what you do with the Dairy Council.
Yes. So, kind of talking a little bit earlier about our nutrition educators. We as nutrition educators, I'm also a registered dietitian. We oversee kind of a territory in the area that we're able to go out. A lot of our work comes from promotions within schools, within the school system and school districts. We have a lot of great educational opportunity to kind of talk with people about the health benefits and the great things that dairy can provide us with, not only from the elementary school age level, because we do some programs. Adopt a Calf is a big program where the teachers can have their students adopt a baby calf from one of our farmers, and kind of go through the process and learn more about the dairy farming process, along with the health benefits of dairy
With all the video connect these days and stuff too, they could probably like actually see their calf.
Yes, you know? which is cool, because they get monthly updates and monthly pictures of their baby calf, as well as they're able to go on to our website and they can do a dairy farm road trip to kind of see their farmer and their mm-hmm. farm and learn a little bit more about the process of being a dairy farmer. With that being said, we as nutrition educators can also go into classrooms and talk a little bit more about their farmer with the students, which is always a fun opportunity to tell them about their baby calf and how big she's getting and how mm-hmm. she's growing and that whole thing. But again, it's not only the elementary school children that need to get in dairy. We promote dairy throughout all the ages and making sure that everyone that consumes milk and dairy products understand the benefits.
Right.
So I know we just ended in May, but May was actually National Osteoporosis Awareness Month. So we were obviously promoting. We still do promote our senior citizens and those of that population to make sure they're getting enough dairy in to help prevent, you know, fractures and breaks within that process and that aging process.
Right. I got a couple minutes left here. I know we've given some, but other ways we can fit dairy into our meals and snacks.
Yep, and like we talked about before, especially with these summer months, and taking those quick take-alongs in the car. Cheese sticks are always a fun one to take in the car. Yogurt's an easy one to take in the car. I know, especially with it being the summer and that whole thing and being on the go and probably us getting up a little bit early in the morning with it being, you know, a little bit cooler mm-hmm. In the mornings without it being extremely hot, as it's going to probably be this afternoon. But we even have recipes that we have online on our Instagram. So this month's recipe as featured is the cheesy breakfast pizza that has, you know, we have crescent rolls in it, hash browns, mop out to the car. You know, you can eat it along the way. Probably not along the way. It can get a little messy, but take it along the way to the workspace or to the barn, wherever your office is, and enjoy it. Enjoy it for breakfast in the morning.
Okay. So, yeah, I was just looking at the recipe here. That does look like an interesting thing. I might have to check into that.
Yeah. Yeah. We, and, a lot of our other nutrition educators in the office have made this, and they have kids, and their kiddos love to eat that every morning.
And I'm sure there's lots of other recipes and lots of other information people can get.
Yes. So you can go on. We are on Facebook and Instagram. Like I said, with this recipe, you can find us on Instagram. You can find the recipe on Instagram as a featured recipe for the month. And our handle is STL Dairy Council on those two social media sites. You can also, if you have any questions, you can email us at info@stldairycouncil.org. Or you can check us out on our website, www.stldairycouncil.org.
Okay. All right. Well, Kelsey, looks like we're out of time, but thanks for stopping in and talking with us today.
Yeah.
And we'll look forward to talking next month when it's ice cream month.
Yes, July is ice cream month.
All right. Kelsey with the St. Louis Dairy Council. I'm Jeff for the People Speak. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.